A Hard Line from Germany.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. It's going to be another long weekend in Cyprus. The country's leaders are putting the finishing touches on a new bailout plan today. Cyprus has until Monday to convince international lenders to keep pumping money into its ailing banking sector. Otherwise, the country's economy could collapse, which could force an exit from the euro. One of the key players in all this is Germany, and we're joined now from Berlin by the BBC's Steve Evans. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, so it seems like in the last line of almost every story we've had on the air about Cyprus this week is something like, and it all boils down to German politics. So explain that.
It's election year here, and you will know very well indeed that in election year, politicians, governments don't like to be overgenerous with their own taxpayers' money, their own voters' money.
Yeah.
German politicians, particularly Angela Merkel, obviously, but also Wolfgang Schäuble, the finance minister, are very, very adamant that there will be very tight restrictions on any money going to bail out Cyprus's two biggest banks.
But don't the German people also feel that they could be hurt significantly if Cyprus were to, for example, leave the euro?
They certainly don't want the euro to collapse. All the publicity on this thing and the lead up to it has been about how Cyprus has a good chunk of Russian money and that a good chunk of that money is of dubious origin. The difficulty with all of that is that there's no doubt there is money there from Russia, money there fleeing higher tax rates elsewhere. But there is also, of course, the money in those banks paid by ordinary carpenters, ordinary taxi drivers, ordinary
right.
Cypriots who simply thought, where do we put our money to keep it safe? We stick it in the bank, don't we? And what's now happening is the European Central Bank, which is based in Frankfurt in Germany, saying we'll stop the emergency funding on Monday, and that will mean bankruptcy, that will mean collapse. So it's a pretty heavy message coming from Germany at the moment.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.